And Eli perceived that the Lord has called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, and called as at other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, which both the ear of everyone that heareth, it shall tingle. Amen. Then I will come down to verse 15. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the door of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, and he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he has said unto thee. And Samuel told him every word, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his word fell on the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Bathsheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, God is bringing us to a place of sonship. And many of us, we are not realizing it. We think that this word we are hearing, they are just mere words. God is using this word to prepare us, calling us, that he will make us sons to himself. When Eli was a boy, the Bible said it here that he was ministering and he didn't know the Lord because he was a boy. But when Samuel had an encounter with God, I on my own, I begin to sense that from that day, from that night, Samuel did not begin to see himself as a boy again. He began to see himself as someone that has responsibilities, that God has given him a responsibility, a work to do, and he began to do according to how God has placed him. Hallelujah. The second scripture that I have to read is in Acts of the Apostle, chapter 2. I will read from verse 1 to 4 and 17 to 21. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaid I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. and the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. Here are the apostles of Jesus Christ. After when Jesus has left them, they went and gathered in one place, waiting on the Lord, expecting a visitation from God. And suddenly, God visited them. Jesus came to them. And from that time, they began to speak different tongues, different languages. And it was not just like that. From my understanding, according to the Bible, they were babes. They were as in unlearned people in the scripture, because they were under the tutorship of Jesus Christ. They were not given right, or they don't have the power on their own to do any sign or any wonder. But after when Jesus has come to them, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to preach the gospel. Jesus said in Matthew 11:25 that at that time Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Lord God of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things unto the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes." So Jesus called them babes because they were babes as of that time. But after Jesus left and Jesus visited them, they received a visitation from God. They now became sons. They are no more babes. Brethren, I want us to look into our life this morning. Let us search ourselves. How much Christ do we have in us? Who are we? Are we still babes or are we sons? I want us to ask God to visit us this morning, that we will be filled with the Spirit, even to speak these words, to preach, and to do signs and wonder, that the world may know that the God that we are serving is not the type that the children of Israel, the priests, they believed on. They are what they are serving. Hallelujah. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Set my spirit free, that I may praise your name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship you. And let everything I do be converted into you. Abba Father, I will be a son indeed. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Set my spirit free, that I may praise your name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance go. Set my spirit free to worship you. And let everything I do become the thing that pleases you. Abba Father, I will be a son indeed. Brethren, let us begin to appreciate God for His love, His kindness upon our life. Let us begin to appreciate God for His mercies upon our life. Let us appreciate Him for the word, the seed that He has sown in our heart. Let's begin to appreciate God this morning. Lord, worship You because there is no like You. Father, we exalt Your holy name this morning because of the gift of life we should give it to You. Brethren, let's begin to pray and ask God to visit you this morning. Tomorrow we are leaving this place. We are going out to face the reality of what we are learning here. The things that we are discussing on, we are going outside to face. Let's begin to pray and ask God to visit us this morning. Let God visit you. Begin to look into your life and search yourself. Ask yourself, how much Christ do I have in me? How much Christ do I have in me? It was said that in the days of adversity, when we fall, that means our strength is small. Ask God to strengthen you. Ask God to give you grace to overcome the world, that the world will not hold you, draw you back to perdition. Let's begin to pray. Was changed. When Samuel had an encounter with God, he became a son, no more a child. God gave him a responsibility. When the apostles, they had an encounter with God, they received the Holy Ghost. Brethren, let's begin to ask that God will visit us this morning. Let's begin to ask God to come and have an encounter with us. Let's ask God a new thing. God should put a new vision in your heart. God should give you a right spirit, the right heart, the right mind to do His will. Let's begin to ask God to strengthen us, to illumine us with His glory. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you this morning because you are God. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for your word. We thank you, O God, for the prophecies, O King of Glory, that you have been bringing to us. Father, we thank you for the teachings, O God. Father, we thank you for the preparation, O King of Glory, that you are preparing us. Lord, it's not by our own power, it's not by our own will, but Father, it's by your grace and your mercies upon our life. Father, your word said, O God, that it's not your own will, it's not your own, O God, pleasure for any of your son to perish. Father, Lord God in heaven, this morning we are asking, O God, that you will visit us in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that you, King of Glory, will do a new thing in our life. Father, we pray, O God, that you will come and strengthen us this morning. Father, we pray that you will give us the right heart, O King of Glory. Even a contrite spirit, Lord, to come before you. A broken heart, O God, that we always acknowledge, O King of Glory, that without you we cannot do anything. Therefore, we pray, King of Glory, that you visit us, Lord Jesus. We pray, handing this service unto your hands, Lord, that you will take preeminence, O God. Father, the words that are going to come, O God, let this word fall on the right ground, O God, not on a rocky ground, not on a stony ground, not on the wayside, oh God, but Father, on a fertile ground, oh God, we will, oh God, plant, oh King of glory, and bear forth fruits, oh God. We will yet fruits, oh God, in season, in hundredfold, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you this morning. Thank you for answering our prayer, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
To rise. Amen. Let's rise up. Hallelujah. Still in the mood of prayer. Let's rise up this morning. I think we need to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to pray this morning. I don't know how much of life you have received since the day you came in. I don't know how much the word of God has been able to transform or to bring a change or to touch, you know, things in your life. Amen. I want us to reflect this morning. Hallelujah. What actually are you going home with? What is it that you have received from God this few number of days that we have spent in this place? Let's ponder, let's reflect this morning. You know, that will help us, and it will create an opening for the Spirit of God to move in our midst this morning. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God does not come in vain. It must achieve a purpose. I don't know whether the purpose for which the word of God came or has been coming, whether it has achieved that purpose in your life, whether it has achieved that purpose in my life. Hallelujah. Brethren, let's begin to reflect this morning. Let's reflect. You know, through this reflection, we'll be able to open up our hearts to receive more. You know, God is not a bad investor. He is investing in our lives, and he's expecting a result. Some men were given talent, some, you know, invested theirs, and some buried his. And maybe he thought that the master will come and say, yes, you tried. But when the master came, he was not happy with him. What have you done with the word that God has been giving to you? Hallelujah. Let's ponder this morning, brethren. It's something that we need to do. We need to look at the things that God has taught us. God started teaching us on how to build. You know, that we are a house, that we need to build our houses, that we need to lay the foundation properly and then begin to build. How many blocks, how many coaches have you added since these 3 days? Have you been able to add anything? Or you are pulling down the ones you've built. Hallelujah. God went further to talk about repentance. Repentance from dead work. How much have you repented? You know, like we said, that repentance is a lifestyle. Have you been repenting? If you have not, today is another opportunity. Hallelujah. If you compare the repentance of Saul and David, you will discover that David truly repented. There was a brokenness in the heart of David. And because of that brokenness, God had mercy upon him. And he was actually a man after God's heart. Have we truly repented? Are there some things that you have brought before God and say, God, this one, I am repenting of it. Have mercy on me. God went further to tell us, you know, to bring a word that has to do with our identity. Who are you? Where do you stand in the plan of God? Are you being tossed to and fro? Hallelujah. Let's begin to look at this thing this morning. Are you tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine? The doctrine of music, when it comes, it hits you and you join them. The doctrine of football, when it comes, it hits you, you join them. The doctrine of celebrity, when it comes, it hits you. You don't know, you are standing, you are in between. God is saying that we need to know where we are and where we are standing. We need to actually know what we believe. Your true identity must come out. Hallelujah. God has said so many things in this meeting. This morning, is your heart open? Are you yearning for more? Are you hungry? Are you sighing and crying? You know, in Ezekiel, it was talking about men that were sighing and crying for their abomination in the land. Are you crying and sighing for your situation? Are you saying, God, I need deliverance. I need a touch from you. I need your spirit. I need the working of the Holy Spirit in my soul. Are you crying out? Hallelujah. You know, before God will bring his word, there is something that he has seen ahead of time. Now, you may not see it. I may be thinking that the word is just coming, or they are just saying their own thing. But I tell you, God is seeing ahead of you. And he is actually preparing you. He's actually preparing me. And he knows that there are things that we are going to face as we live here. And the only way we can overcome, the only way we can be strengthened, is by passing through this process of dealing. We need to understand it that way. Because the scripture says that there is nothing God does without first of all telling his prophet. God has ministered to his prophet, and they have spoken as oracles of the Most High God. And it is in my hands now to make use of this word or to throw it away. Hallelujah. Let's open our mouth this morning and begin to pray. Let's cry out. Say, God, create that hunger in me this morning. Let there be a hunger for more of you. Let there be a hunger. Let there be a thirst. Let there be an expectation in my heart, so that when the word of God will begin to come, that word will begin to address issues in my life. Now the scripture says that blessed is the man that hunger and thirst for righteousness, say, for he shall be filled. God is ready to fill you. He's ready to fill me. if there is a hunger, if there is a thirst, He will do something. He will do a new thing in your life. He will do a new thing in my life. Brethren, our hearts need to be open. The flood of the wicked is increasing by the day. And the only way we can stand, the only way we can overcome, is by having the word of the Lord in our soul. Say, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That the word of God might dwell richly in our heart. Hallelujah. Are you resisting the word of the Lord? The time to cry out. You don't have a hunger within your soul. The time to ask God to create that hunger. Brethren, God must touch something in your life. God must touch something in my life. This meeting will be a waste if God did not touch anything in my life. I would have wasted resources. I would have wasted time. Let's pray and ask God. If nothing has been done in your life, if God has not touched anything for these few days, today is another opportunity. Cry out. In a man cried out to say that I might receive my sight. Hallelujah. You know, the woman with an issue of blood, as she came, there was something in her heart. And what was in her heart is that I might touch his garment and that I might be made whole. There was something specific in her heart, and it was to be made whole. Hallelujah. And God is coming to you like he came to that man that was beside the pool, and he asked him, "Will you want to be made whole?" And God is coming this morning. He's asking me and he's asking you. He say, "Will you want to be made whole?" Hallelujah. Brethren, do we reject God this morning? Do we shut our hearts? That God will have mercy upon us this morning. That our hearts be not shut. Let's pray that the Lord will remove every obstacle. The things that are posing a hindrance to the flow of the word of God. Let's pray that the Lord will take away those obstacles. That our hearts be prepared. That the Lord will bring his manure and apply on our hearts this morning. So that our hearts will be a fertile ground to receive the word of the Lord. To receive the seed that the Lord is about to sow. Hallelujah. That there will be a move of the anointing this morning. That the anointing that breaks the yoke. That this anointing will move in the midst of God's people. And it will break every yoke. It will touch every foundation. Let's pray this morning. The Lord needs a response from you. You know, Zacchaeus made a response. He said, "I'm even ready to repay. I'm even ready to restitute." His heart was open, and the Lord came in and dined with him. Lord, we pray this morning that you touch our hearts. Oh my God, Lord, that you touch, Lord, this, my God, that you touch this heart of stone. Lord, this heart that resists the flow of your word. Lord, that your word might be able to permeate this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, you do not despise a broken and a contrite heart. Father, we ask that as a virtue you give it to us this morning. Lord, that brokenness and that contriteness that we need at this time. Lord, that when your word comes, our heads will be bowed. Lord, we will cry out for help. Hallelujah. Lord, that is what we need at this time. Deliver us from our own mind. Deliver us from the things that we have set before us. Lord, the idols in our hearts. Lord, the things that are ready to destroy us, but we do not know. Lord, deliver us. Say that the thief, he only comes to steal and to destroy. But Lord, you have come to give life. And not just life, to give it in abundance. Lord, we ask this morning that you give us this life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that the heavens might be opened unto your people. Let there be a release of the anointing this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, let there be an outpouring of your spirit. Lord, we pray, my God. We ask, Lord, that you break us. Lord, we are the clay. Lord, you are the potter. We ask this morning that you break us and begin to remold us again. Hallelujah. Lord, that is our prayer this morning. We cry out. We say, Lord, we want to touch your garment this morning. Lord, the issues of blood in our soul. Lord, the areas where the enemy pulls the cord and we are flat. Lord, we pray this morning that those areas might be touched in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to resist the enemy. You say that when the enemy shall come like a flood, say that the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that every flood from hell, Lord, that has been released against your people, Lord, the floods of darkness that come to cover the mind, hallelujah, that the mind will not be receptive, we come by the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and we send you into the abyss. Lord, we ask that you cause your spirit to move in our midst. Do you not say that? Hallelujah. That upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that as many as are bound, my God, as many as are held captive, Lord, we pray that there will be deliverance this morning. Lord, that they will be set free by the reason of the anointing. Hallelujah. Lord, this is our prayer, O God. We ask, Lord, that you fill us. We are hungry. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are hungry. We ask, Lord, that you fill us this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We bind the spirit of uncleanness. Oh, yes, we say the Lord rebuke you. We bind the spirit of punier. We say the Lord rebuke you. The spirit that brings a covering in the minds of young people. We bind you and we send you into the abyss. We say that the young people will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we know that there is something new and indelible that you are about to do in our lives. And Lord, we come this morning. We open up our hearts, hallelujah. We say, Spirit of the living God, move in the midst of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. As many as are afflicted in their bodies, Lord, we ask that healing, my God, will flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, we bless you. We know that you will do us good. Father, we bring the ministers, hallelujah, your vessels. Lord, we bring them before you. We ask, Lord, that you fill them even to the overflowing this morning. Lord, that it will spring forth, hallelujah, my God. Oh, hallelujah. We ask that the river of life might be opened unto your people. He said that he that drinketh of this water, say he will never thirst again. Lord, this morning we pray that you give us this water, oh God. Lord, that when we drink of this water, we will never thirst again. Lord, we pray that you give us, hallelujah. He said that he that eateth of my flesh and drinketh of my blood, say that he has life in him. Lord, give us your flesh this morning and give us your drink, your blood, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We ask, oh God, we cover them, my God. We cover the ministers, Lord, starting from, my God, the Lord, our brethren that will minister in songs. We bring your covering. We say, Lord, they will not be exposed to the attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, hallelujah. Their ears will be open to hear you. Lord, our brethren that will minister, my God, in word. We ask, Lord, that there will be a fresh load this morning, oh God. Lord, that you anoint them afresh. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We know that you are in our midst. Lord, we decrease that you might increase in us. Blessed be God forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
As my brother was just saying something, the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me when he was talking about repentance, and he's saying to me, if you're not repenting, then you are drifting. Hallelujah. If you're not repenting, then you are drifting. Maybe let me explain. If you are in university and, you know, along the line, you have been having a first grade, alright? Your grades have been good. And all of a sudden, you know, your grade changes, you know, your CGPA, alright? You know, begin to change. Then you know that something is wrong. You are out of the way. You are going out from what you are doing. Or, God gives you something to do. Like as you came in on Thursday, something hits you and say repent, and you said, okay, you drop it and I will do that. Do this, you say I will do it. It's drifting, you are running out of what God asked you to do. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether I'm bringing it to you the way, but as I was standing there, that was came to me that if I'm not repenting, then I'm drifting away. I'm taking another path, you know, that is not God's path. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's rise, brother. For the King of Kings, rise. Thank you.
Lord, we ask for a visitation this morning by your Spirit. We ask, O God, that your glory might spread over this gathering this morning as dew upon the mountaintop. Father, this is what our heart is crying and yearning for. That your glory might come down this morning. That the power of God might fill our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. That there will be something definite that we will be able to lay our hands upon today. That Lord, by the end of this camp meeting, we'll be a people that have been changed and transformed.